Well, good morning and good afternoon from wherever you are. I'm Dr. Jason Deitch, and this is You've Got the Power. Welcome to another episode. Of course, we're here with Dr. Chris Centeno from the Centeno Schultz Clinic, the Chief Medical Officer. And today we are talking about how you think about stem cells, stem cell procedures, and the clinic you choose. Today's topic, we're going to read it from what it is thinking of regenerative medicine like Starbucks will help you find quality care. Dr. Centeno, I know one of the biggest issues out there right now is the confusion of, I'll say A, which type of stem cells should I be looking for? And B, who do I trust? How do I know that where I'm going is a place that I can trust and not just some, you know, cheap, charismatic, less expensive version of the real thing? So Dr. Centeno, let's open today's program up and really talk about how do people think about how they should be choosing what kind of provider when it comes to stem cells and orthobiologics.
Yeah, you know, the Starbucks analogy is a good one because I don't know about you, but, you know, when I'm traveling, whether I'm in Denver, Duluth, Detroit, or Dallas, I can easily find a Starbucks, and I know the drink I like at Starbucks, and I know that it meets a certain quality standard. For instance, I know that they're going to have, you know, this add-in or that add-in. It's going to be the same. So regenerative medicine is a lot like that, or maybe not, or maybe the opposite of that right now, in that, you know, we don't really have that Starbucks out there. Now, the closest we can get to that is Regenix, which we founded. But at Centeno Schultz, our focus is trying to make sure that we have a set of standards and then hold ourselves to those standards much the same way that Starbucks does, right? You walk in, you always know that the milk's going to be a certain way, that the guy's going to prepare it a certain way. And if you've got the vanilla, it's going to taste the same in any of those cities. So we try to do the same thing. What I mean by that is that we have, for instance, you know, the doctors that can work at Centeno Schultz are only doctors that have actually trained with us for at least a year in a fellowship program. No one else is qualified. There isn't another physician out there that if they knocked on my door tomorrow and said, hey, can I have a job? I don't care where they work now, whether they work at the Mayo Clinic or they work at Harvard or wherever they work, they wouldn't be qualified to work at Centeno Schultz. They wouldn't be qualified because they didn't go through our fellowship to see how it is that we do all of this stuff. Same thing in the lab. You know, we had a question last week, I think it was on Friday, about, hey, doc, can you look at this one clinic that someone brought up? And I went online, I looked it up, and, you know, I saw that they had a lab that they were doing processing by themselves, which is great. That can add some flexibility in what you produce. And but the problem is who was actually overseeing all of that? Now, I know at Centeno Schultz, we do 15 different things to make sure that that quality stays high in our lab processing. Everything from checking sterility in the lab multiple ways through Sunday to making sure that each processor has to follow certain SOPs and knows those SOPs and is tested on those SOPs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So all of that is kind of the Starbucks part, right? Trying to make sure that the quality stays consistently high, no matter which doctor you see in our clinic, or even if you're in the Regenix network, if you see a doctor in Denver or Duluth or Dallas, that all of that stays about the same.
You know, where that I think should be valuable for everybody today in understanding what this is all about is, you know, thousands of people have benefited from both procedures in your practice and in the Regenix network. And I think what I'm hearing you say is when you have been to one of the either Centeno Schultz doctors or Regenix doctors, that should give you one, a sense of confidence that you can share with your friends, with your family, that there is a standard of care that is across the network. But what's unique about what you do, and I'm going to make the metaphor a little bit differently, you know, I've been following you for years. I've known of you for years. I've admired your work and dedication for years. I've sort of donned you the Elon Musk of stem cells. And so I sort of, and I say that because, you know, Elon Musk clearly is not, you know, in the car business to maximize profitability. I think we all can watch and see, you know, here's somebody who authentically wants to make a positive difference in the world, sees that, you know, much of the problems we face today are because of, you know, the way in which energy is, you know, created, consumed, et cetera. And he's got a different vision for it. And I see you having a lot of those parallels in that, yes, the standard of care for much of orthopedics has been drugs and surgery. And you sort of, similar to Elon, go, yeah, the whole conversation has to change. But again, similar to Elon, you're not doing it for the money. You're doing it for the impact. You've been ultra successful for many years, yet you continue to be one of the hardest working people I know because of the dedication you have to quality, not just for your patients, not just for the people who come to the Centeno Schultz Clinic, but really for the planet. And the way you do that is through, you know, the RegenX network, by training those doctors to what I think of as sort of the gold standard. That's, for those people that don't know, that's why all the research, that's why, you know, these investments in these $1 million, you know, pieces of equipment that no rational doctor would ever do for themselves or their individual practice. But it's very much your vision and your dedication to that vision of something far bigger than yourself and your needs that has really driven the RegenX network and really the differentiation in the Centeno Schultz Clinic. Does that, I know you're not one to want to brag about yourself in that way, but that's my observation. What are your thoughts on what I've said, and what do people need to know about that?
Yeah, listen, when I got into this whole thing, it was to change the conversation around orthopedic care. And I, like many doctors, would go to work every day. I'd see patients getting back surgeries and knee surgeries and shoulder surgeries. And at the end of the day, they'd come back to me and they'd be in chronic pain and they were no better. And I would scratch my head and say, wow, we just put them through this really invasive procedure and they're not any better. And then I'd call the surgeon, let's say on a back surgery patient, or I'd ask the patient, hey, you're telling me you're not any better or you're worse. What did the spine surgeon tell you? Well, he told me my x-ray looks great. The hardware is in good position. So I'm done. So, you know, that's what prompted all of this. And that's what keeps me going with all of this. You know, I'm pretty much rich enough. You know, if I stopped working right now and decided to do some things, I'd be just fine. But the goal has always been to see this project through. And the project is nothing less than rewriting how orthopedic care is delivered from the ground up. And part of that is training fellows, which we have one or two a year that come through our clinic. Part of that is dialing all these things in. Part of that is being critical about my own field so that we get it cleaned up and focused in the right direction rather than turning into the mess that it can become. So all of that is really for the same reason, and that is we've got to create a world where we can reduce these elective surgery rates by 60, 70% or more, because that's a more sane thing to do for patients. And it's a better thing to do for patients than what it is we do now. So you're right. The focus has been, how do we do all this? And that's where we get into talking about quality, because quality is a key part of that, right? If you go to one orthopedic surgeon over here and you go to another orthopedic surgeon over there, you kind of know that because both are board certified, you're going to get some level of quality there. You're not going to generally sink below that. That's not the case in regenerative medicine today. You can go to one clinic over here, one clinic over there, and have vastly different quality. In fact, they might not even compare their apples and oranges. So that's never going to work if this field is going to become credible to traditional medicine. So that's been the long-term goal.
And that, again, is that is really our message for you viewers here today, that if you've, again, had a procedure with anyone on the RegenX network, I invite you to feel confident and comfortable letting other people know metaphorically, hey, I drink Starbucks and I think it's delicious. And if you went to the one near you, you'd probably think it was delicious too. Again, whatever your favorite coffee is, non-denominational, but you get the metaphor. And the same thing is true from the consumer side. If you have spoken to someone, or if you read many of the comments, and if you're in many of the groups, private Facebook groups and so on, whether it's particular conditions or whatever it may be, if they've mentioned that they have worked with somebody on the RegenX network, or more even specifically, if had the opportunity to work with somebody at Centeno Schultz, that should give you a degree of confidence that you're making the right choice by choosing the right place. And that all comes down to what we're talking about today, which is building a gold standard, building a basis of quality that all doctors who participate agree to. That is rare to find in most businesses, let alone in especially healthcare. But that's really what drives, I know, Dr. Centeno and all of the doctors that are part of the RegenX network, is this commitment to quality. And it's why many doctors join the network. It's not easy. It costs. There's, you know, an investment to it. So why would a doctor choose to be part of the RegenX network? And the answer is this. It is because there is a standard of care and a quality that people associate with the RegenX brand that gives them a high degree of confidence and certainty that they're working with the best. Is that really sort of part of the training and part of the messaging that most people should be hearing and understanding when it relates to RegenX, that it's not just another regenerative medicine option? But it really is, as you've mentioned, sort of the Mayo Clinic or the Harvard, or really the elite of the profession.
Exactly. So, you know, someone has to create those standards and has to hold physicians to certain training standards, has to hold lab processors to certain standards, has to be checking the labs to make sure there's no contamination and holding those people to certain standards. And that's what we do at RegenX. That's what we do at Centeno Schultz. Like I said, if you know, five guys from Harvard, three from Mayo Clinic, two from the Cleveland Clinic, and three from Stanford apply tomorrow to become a Centeno Schultz doctor, every single one's going to get turned down. They may be qualified to go to our fellowship program, but they're not qualified to work at Centeno Schultz Clinic simply because there is no standard of training that any of them could have had at any of those places that would qualify them to work in our clinic. So we've had to create that standard. We've had to, just like Starbucks, you know, before Starbucks, you know, frankly, coffee wasn't a thing, right? You know, you might get coffee at the local 7-Eleven, you might get coffee at a truck stop, but you know, the kind of European coffee of getting an espresso really wasn't a thing. And Starbucks had to make it a thing. They had to create those standards and make sure that those standards were the same at every single site. So that's our job.
That's what it's all about. And oftentimes these are ahead of their time. And I have that same prediction here, is that, if you lived in Seattle in the early days and you said, you know, there's a Starbucks and there's another one and there's another one, in the very early days, nobody knew it was going to become what it became, except maybe Howard Schultz and a few of the early visionaries. And the same is true here. You know, again, there's not enough awareness yet about, I'll say, the real problems in our healthcare system. There's not enough consumers that understand just how, unfortunately, whether you call it corrupt, whether you call it, you know, poor placed financial incentives, maybe a little of both, most consumers just have no idea how broken our American healthcare system is, and how ineffective most of the treatments for orthopedic conditions actually are. If they did, they would not be going for these types of procedures. So this is really sort of an early phase of what will become, we believe, the standard in the future. Let's head on over to questions. Before we do, real quick, if you have questions about whether you may have coverage for a RegenX procedure, including at the Centeno Schultz Clinic, you can go and should go to the website, regenxcoverage.com. There are up to 8 million lives. There are many companies as of January 1st that have come onto this RegenX network to offer their employees coverage for these orthopedic conditions, specifically and exclusively for doctors on the RegenX network. So we'll post that website over there if you've got questions about whether you have coverage or not. If you've got questions and you want to ask Dr. Centeno, we're live right now. Please, now's your time to ask. Let's say hi to some of our viewers. Hey, Damien. Damien's been watching pretty regularly. He says, thank God it's Monday. We agree. Thank God it's Monday. Here's one that was previously submitted in advance by Carla Shields. And she asks, I heard you have a new treatment for CCI. Is that true? And how do I find out if you can help me?
Yeah, so really, the same way you find out if you can be helped at Centeno Schultz or any Regenix clinic is to go out onto the website and you can contact the call center, or since you know this particular procedure is only performed at Centeno Schultz, contact Centeno Schultz. We can get you on a telemedicine evaluation. That means that we can do this kind of thing online. We can review all of your imaging. We can review your medical history. We can talk to you. We can see you. And we can go ahead and decide whether or not you're a good candidate for that procedure. Again, like any medical procedure we do, whether it's that one or other ones, some people are good candidates, some people are not. And again, that's why it's all about establishing that standard like we talked about, because real medical care has candidacy involved, meaning that if you get X procedure, these people over here are a good candidate, these people over there aren't. A lot of times in regenerative medicine, it's kind of like magic, right? You just, everyone's a candidate whose credit card clears. Obviously, that's not real medicine. That's more marketing and money making. But in real medicine, you've got to figure out if you're a good candidate or not by looking at all that stuff.
For those that might not know, let's just do a quick reminder. CCI stands for is, and what symptoms might people have that may lead them to think that that may be their possible diagnosis?
Yeah, so craniocervical instability is when the ligaments that hold the head on become loose through either damage or being born with very stretchy ligaments plus damage. Patients normally have headaches, visual changes, sometimes dizziness, imbalance, problems reading. They can also have strange symptoms like rapid heart rate or other areas of various pain in their body. And then there's a certain way to diagnose that to get to that diagnosis versus rolling out that diagnosis. So that's the kind of thing we're talking about here.
And again, if you might be experiencing any of those symptoms, the thing to do would be to reach out to the Centeno Schultz Clinic, schedule, if you're not local, schedule a telehealth appointment, speak to either Dr. Centeno or Dr. Schultz on the line, just like we are right here, right now, and let them find out if you are a candidate, A, if this is your diagnosis, and B, if you're a candidate for this type of procedure. Again, as just want to reiterate, the Centeno Schultz Clinic is the only place on the planet that offers this type of treatment. It is innovative, it is unique, it is different, and it's effective. But there's only one way to find out, A, if you've got that diagnosis, and B, if this might be the right treatment for you, and that's to reach out and find specifically if you're suffering from this specific condition. Let's move on to Megan. She says, great lives, love these. I'm having some technical issues here, so bear with us. And we will move on to, thank you, Damien. There we go. Damien says, do you combine prolotherapy with PRP or bone marrow MSCs? And I'm going to ask you a second question here too, if you want to take them all together, which is generally how much is the 10X procedure for large bone spurs on the anterior talus? You want to take the first
one? Damien, as far as combining prolotherapy, if prolotherapy is done within days from a stem cell or a PRP injection, that would be the right way to combine the two. Now, there are times when we'll do a pre-injection with prolotherapy and then days later do a cellular injection, whether it be PRP or stem cells. The problem with combining them together, and I know there are some clinics out there doing that, is when you do the lab research on that, and those clinics don't have the horsepower like we do that lab research, you see that prolotherapy solution kills the stem cells dead at even at very, very low concentrations, or turns the platelets into platelet raisins because it pulls water out of the platelets and damages the platelets. So you wouldn't want to use them together, but you can certainly go ahead and use them you know, one, let's say prolotherapy, and a couple days later, a stem cell or PRP procedure. On the 10X, how much does that cost? You know, the device itself is about $1,000. I'd have to check with the clinic to see exactly how much we're charging for a 10X procedure, but not inexpensive, because the, again, the little device that we buy from the company is pretty pricey.
All righty. So Damien, I would suggest you contact the Centeno Schultz office directly to find out more details on pricing. Is that accurate, Doc?
Yes.
Right on. Thank you, Damien. This is another one submitted in advance by Deborah Moskowitz. And she says, I had a fat stem cell treatment on my knee at a different brand of stem cell clinic. I got an infection and needed a surgical procedure. Is there a way I can report that so it doesn't happen to other people?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the question would be, you know, where did the infection come from? Did the infection come from something that happened during the procedure and a break of sterile technique? Or was it in the processing of the cells? That's another place that bacteria and other things can be introduced. You know, I think at the very least, you're going to want to try to see if this is a common thing for that clinic, meaning that, you know, when it comes to these sorts of procedures, the infection rate should be about 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 500. So if you go online and find 5 people in the last year that have had infections at that clinic, that's a problem. If you're the only person you can find, then it may be part of what happens in that 1 to 500 to 1 in 1,000 risk of this kind of procedure. So I think it starts with really trying to see if this is a trend. Now, you know, within the Regenix system, we track all of that. You would have been sent a questionnaire. You could have filled out that questionnaire. Hey, I got an infection. That would be tracked as a complication. So if you were to ask how many infections did you have throughout 70 clinics, I can give you that information. And that's tracked to try to see if there's any clinic that's popping too much of all of that. And what we might need to do about that. Outside of Regenix, you don't have that kind of ability because no one's really tracking this stuff. So the best you can do is to go on social media and try to find out if that's actually a common thing there or an uncommon thing. And if it's a common thing, then I think you want to bring it up with the state medical board, or if it's not a medical doctor, it's a chiropractor, bring it up with the chiropractic board. And if it seems to be a really big issue, like you're finding a lot of people, then you might want to contact the state public health department. Those are the kinds of things you would do. But you first want to see if it's a common thing or not a common thing. And if it's a common thing, you'll find other people on social media who were reporting it.
Good to do your due diligence, but also why we're doing this show here today. And that is, in many cases, you can avoid many of these complications. Nobody's saying everything's perfect always 100% of the time. But when you have a gold standard, you can reduce and prevent most of the common mishaps that happen by just not doing the right thing the right way the first time. So that's really the, I think, spirit of today's show is that, you know, the Regenix brand, like the Starbucks brand, signifies a standardization of quality. And, you know, I guess the one difference, some might argue, some may go, well, I have a different brand I prefer for coffee. The metaphor exists to show the concept that standardization across the different units, different places, different facilities is the important part. I'm not sure others would agree that Starbucks represents the absolute elite best coffee that there is. However, when it comes to Regenix, that is really what we're here to do, that there is really no other group or organization or even government institution that is doing as much to keep the quality at a level that is considered the gold standard, that is considered the best. Am I saying anything that's inaccurate there, that, Doc, that you want to clear up or make sure is accurate?
No, I mean, again, our goal is to instill that quality. That doesn't mean that things might not happen. It just means that the goal is to make sure that the quality is as high as it can be, the risks are as low as they can be for that kind of procedure. And as I said, you know, for this person's question, it's very difficult. I could go on right now, pull up my medical director dashboard in Regenix and tell you exactly how many infections we had reported last month, if any. you're not going to find anyone else who has the ability to do that in the country, in the U.S. or around the world, that's doing this work. It's just not possible. They're not collecting and spending the money, time, and energy to collect and collate the data to be able to do it.
Right on. Let's keep getting to our questions as I deal with my technical issues. You can hopefully hear me. Paul is asking the question, can Eagle syndrome be treated with injections, or is the focus on the cervical spine?
Yeah, it's a good question. Guys, I have to tell you, be very, very, very cautious. We are seeing an explosion in surgeries for this. So Eagle syndrome is a scenario where there's a little fang-like projection that comes off the skull about right here. It's called the styloid process. There are ligaments and muscles that attach to it. Some people get a calcification of those ligaments, and then that's seen on x-ray, and then that's blamed for all sorts of symptoms, including problems in the back of the throat, problems in the face, pain in that area, neck pain, et cetera. Next thing you know, some surgeon decides to go and take that out. There are no spare parts. Spare parts don't exist in the body. So once you start taking parts out, you are permanently screwing up the biomechanics. There's no other way to do that. Now, there certainly may be people out there that need to have that little calcified ligament taken out, but it's probably an extremely small number of patients versus the number that are currently getting operated. So as far as treating it with injections, the goal would be to treat whatever it is that's causing that ligament to get yanked on too much, which is causing it to calcify, meaning that when ligaments get beat up, they can calcify because it's the only thing they can do to protect themselves, meaning they can sort of take on a bony-like configuration. So the goal is to treat the underlying neck problem that caused what people are calling Eagle syndrome, and not to take out a part that is critically important for cervical and jaw stability, which is what's being removed in these patients who are getting diagnosed with Eagle syndrome. So please, please, please see a qualified person that's non-surgical, who can understand all of that, before you have a surgeon go in and remove a critically important ligament because it doesn't look good on x-ray.
That's why you got to work with doctors who know what they're talking about, who have experience in this. Let's keep going. We're running a little short on time, but our good friend Tom Walsh has a question. This is news to me. He says, hi, guys. He says, Regenix UK are now offering PRP to regenerate the lungs. Can you explain this treatment?
You know, I can't, and that's something I'll have to reach out to Regenix UK about. That's not something that we would authorize at this point. We have a randomized controlled trial ongoing using platelet lysate in some post-COVID patients. But until that randomized controlled trial is done, until we have some level one data, that would be a good idea. I'll have to reach out to the UK clinic to see what it is they're doing there.
All righty. Megan May, a recent viewer, says asks the question, have you two done procedures, and follows it up with which ones? Megan, I'm not sure if you mean have we received procedures or done procedures, but Dr. Centeno, I'll kick that over to you.
Yeah, I do procedures, obviously, all week. That's what I do. So in any given day, I'm doing any number of different procedures. Those might be everything from the ankle to the spine, to the neck, to the knee, to the shoulder. So yes, I do procedures all the time.
All right. Let's move on to Damien, one of our last for today. He's got two questions here. Number one, how is your prolotherapy treatment better than Caring Medical? And number two, Dr. Centeno, what is your favorite procedure and body part to treat and why? Thank you in advance.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so as far as Caring Medical is concerned, again, Caring Medical is a simple prolocyte. So prolotherapists, listen, I think they can do great things with lots of problems like knee joints that are unstable, or shoulder AC joints that have had shoulder ligaments. Those are all things that you can generally do blind in most cases without much problem. But, you know, Kering Medical does traditional blind prolotherapy type treatments to the extent that they're using guidance. They're using that guidance to kind of just make sure they're in the kind of right area. But as far as the level of sophistication in using that guidance, that's pretty primitive, meaning that there's no one that works at Kering Medical that would be able to work in my clinic, meaning they wouldn't have the training to be able to do things like an X-ray guided intra-articular facet injection if we were using prolotherapy in that area. That's not what they do. That's not what their expertise is. That's not saying they can't do some amazing things for people. It just means that the level of sophistication is night and day. Another example is for PRP and bone marrow concentrate. Again, we've got $1 million clean room lab. We've got $1 million research lab. Kering Medical has none of that. So again, it's just a different focus and a different level of things. As far as my favorite area to treat, that's a hard one. I mean, I always enjoy treating things that have a very high success rate because that's a lot more fun for me as a doctor. So many of the craniocervical instability patients, I really enjoy treating because they're challenging. And generally, we can have a high success rate in patients who just can't seem to get any help from anything. I also love treating shoulders. Those have a very high success rate. A lot of the lumbar spine stuff we do that has a high, very high success rate. Those are generally the funnest things for me to treat because they're the most rewarding, right? You get to see a patient back and they're like, oh, thank you so much. This has really been a game changer for me. So that's a lot more fun than treating something that has a low success rate and someone's coming back and saying, ah, it just didn't work for me. You know, I know we tried and you told me this wasn't going to work very well and it didn't. That kind of stuff.
Thank you for your questions, Damien. And Megan, sees you've received the information. As we close today, Doc, let me see if this metaphor also makes sense. We're talking about, you know, thinking about choosing your stem cell provider like you would choose Starbucks. Why would you choose Starbucks? Because I know I can depend on the quality regardless of where I go. And that's really our message for today. But one of the questions that does continue to come up is, you know, how is Centeno-Schultz different than the others out there, Centeno-Schultz and Regenix? So I guess in closing, Doc, if I were to ask you sort of to make the metaphor of where Centeno-Schultz would be relative to cars, you know, there's basic transportation. There are people that can, you know, sort of modify cars and make them go fast. And then there's Ferrari. Ferrari has a long time reputation of, you know, always being on the cutting edge of engineering and beauty and what it takes to be the ultimate sports car. And usually everyone else is trying to sort of keep up. Where, you know, the one breakdown might be that a Ferrari is much more expensive than most fast cars. And I don't think that metaphor applies here, but as it relates to sort of standard of quality, how people should perceive, you know, the Centeno-Schultz clinic, you know, there's plenty of Fords, there's plenty of Chevys, that's most of them out there. And then there's what you really want, the best you can get. How do you describe the Centeno-Schultz clinic and the Regenix network compared to all the others in that format?
Yeah. So I think we, you know, listen, at the end of the day, you know, Ferraris are different. They don't make a lot of them. Number one. So there might be 300,000 Ford Fiestas made and only 5,000 of a single model in Ferrari. They're usually hand built. Obviously, as you said, they're at the bleeding edge of technology. And, you know, cost is not an object in making sure that the quality is high, meaning that while Ford might look at that Ford Fiesta and say, ah, we really can't put a metal part in here, just put some plastic thing, Ferrari's never going to do that, ever. And that's why you would gravitate towards wanting a Ferrari, even if you couldn't afford one, because you know all those things. That's how we view this at Centeno-Schultz Clinic. As you brought up, you know, what doctor's got $1 million worth of research of equipment in his office? The answer is nobody. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the head physician for the New York Jets or the ABC, you know, football team. It doesn't make a difference. That's just not smart for a doctor to do because you'll never see that money back. Or what doctor's got $1 million clean room lab to process cells? I mean, you'd be scratching your head and saying, why would I want to do that as a doctor? It makes no sense. And there's a reason why. You know, why does Ferrari spend $1,000 on a little aluminum piece that could be just as easily put in there with steel that weighs three or four times as much? Because that's the quality you come to expect from that brand. So, you know, we do the same thing at Centeno Schultz. There's a lot of those investments that don't make a lot of sense unless you look at it from the lens of it's our goal to set the quality standard and to lead in this field. And that's what you need to set the quality standard and lead in this field. Anything less, you can't be in that pole position. So that's the goal.
There you go. And yet again, I'll just remind everybody that the one difference in that metaphor is that there isn't the same cost comparison and differential that you, if you can afford transportation, you can likely afford this Ferrari as it relates to Centeno Schultz and Regenix. So you're getting the gold standard at roughly similar pricing as everyone else. That's part of the ability to bring that to everyone. It's not designed to be exclusive only for racers and the rich and famous. It is designed to be available for everyone. That's why they're building the network. That's our show for today. We thank you for joining us each and every week. Mondays, we broadcast here live at the Centeno Schultz Clinic Facebook page. On Friday, we broadcast live on the Regenix Facebook page. Today, we're talking about standardization of care within the Regenix network, and that's what it's all about. Dr. Centeno, closing comments for today, please.
Yeah. So again, as we talked about, you know, there's a reason why we all kind of gravitate towards Starbucks. They have kept that quality high. And just like in the Regenix network, they, no matter where you go, you know, you're going to get something that tastes like X and that has that quality. Big problem with regenerative medicine is that unlike going into a Starbucks and tasting that coffee and saying, aha, that's exactly what I wanted, you don't have any idea of what it is they're putting back in your body. There's no way for you to know what they're putting back in your body. And that's the problem we have, is unless someone has spent a lot of time making sure that all of that is standardized and spending a lot of money on that standardization, it's invisible to you as a consumer of regenerative medicine because you can't taste it, you can't feel it, you can't see it. It's just, you know, lie face down and let me inject this back into you. What is it that, doc, that you're putting into me? You know, you don't know. There's no way for you to know. So hopefully at Regenix, we've got you covered. At Centeno Schultz, we've got you covered.
Right on. Thank you for joining us, everyone, for another episode of You've Got the Power. That's really the spirit of this program, is to give you the knowledge and information you need to make the right choice, make the right decision. And when you have this information, all we really ask is that you share it with others. We are in a social networking world. This is how it works. When good ideas should spread really quickly. And if you know what you know because you've had a Regenix procedure, if you've been to the Centeno Schultz Clinic, then we thank you for sharing your positive experiences with other people. We're here to give people the ability to ask their questions. And if you're suffering from an orthopedic condition and you're looking for the most effective non-surgical and drug-free way to help yourself, you want to consider making sure that you can get potentially an appointment either at the Centeno Schultz Clinic or someone on the Regenix network. On behalf of Dr. Chris Centeno, I'm Dr. Jason Deitch. Thanks for joining us here today. Hopefully we'll see you Friday on the Regenix Facebook page. Until then, stay well and be kind. Thank you for watching.